Welcome to Your Environment and MidHudsonNews.com. I'm John Cronin from Pace University's EarthDesk.org. The late Senator Howard Baker, Republican from Tennessee, said in 1972 that the Clean Water Act is, quote, far and away the most significant and promising piece of environmental legislation ever enacted by Congress. He was explaining his vote to override the veto of the act by his fellow Republican, President Richard Nixon. The president said Congress had appropriated too much money, but an overwhelming bipartisan majority disagreed and enacted the law over the president's veto, a rare event in the Capitol. This past June 29th, the Clearwater Organization gathered a group of us in the Capitol to discuss the future of clean water and the Hudson River. In attendance were elected officials, congressional staffers, environmentalists young and old, environmental justice leaders, and more. It was standing room only. Concern about the future of America's waters abounded. For me, the issue boiled down to one question. Where is the bipartisan support for clean water today? We need that support more than ever, not because we have come so far, but because we still have so far to go. Consider, by July 1, 1983, according to the Clean Water Act, the nation's waters should have improved enough to support fish, shellfish, and wildlife. But today, 34 years later, studies by the EPA show that only 28% of the nation's waterways are in good biological condition. By 1985, according to the Clean Water Act, the discharge of pollutants into the nation's waters should have been halted. Yet, today, there are still more than 200,000 active permits to discharge pollutants nationwide. More than 4,000 of those are in New York State. There's more unpleasant news. 19.5 million Americans are made ill annually by drinking water. More than 40% of the nation's waters are in poor condition and have been for three decades. More than 1 million miles of rivers are the subject of fish health advisories, as the Hudson has been since 1976. Yes, today, we are only halfway to clean water with more than 1 million miles to go. And yet, remarkably, the primary goal of the law has not changed. In 2017, it is still our national policy to eliminate water pollution by 1985. In 32 years, Congress has never updated the expired goal of the Clean Water Act. But without a goal, there can be no plan, and without a plan, there won't be clean water. A bipartisan Congress can correct that with a new date and a new commitment to the purposes of the law. That will require bipartisan courage, however, the kind Congress exhibited in 1972 when it overrode President Nixon's veto. Bipartisan congressional courage is only mustered when there is a strong bipartisan voice back home. That voice has been alive in the Hudson River Valley for decades. It is an example for the nation. In 1970, the sloop Clearwater sailed to Washington to deliver a petition demanding clean water on behalf of us all. This past June 29th, Clearwater staff led a delegation to the House and Senate to do so again. You can still be part of that delegation, right here at home. First, join Clearwater at clearwater.org. Next, ask your senators and representatives two simple questions. What is the new date for ending water pollution? What is your plan for getting there? It is not likely they will understand why you are asking, but now you can explain it to them. This is John Cronin, Senior Fellow for Environmental Affairs at Pace University. We invite you to follow us at earthdesk.org, the blog of the Dyson College Institute for Sustainability and the Environment at Pace.